So I suggest we go to 95.
Mm-hmm.
If we go to that big secretary, what do you want to find?
I agree with Bastion. My dwarven sense of dungeoneering suggests we go the way we're going.
Itty bitty rooms.
Yeah.
Yes?
Mm.
We're nice for them.
If we're next to them.
Mm. That's nice for them.
Mm-hmm.
The party is agreed. And egregious.
Oh, what?
I open it.
Fix it.
It's fixed.
Is it trapped?
It may be, but it's open now.
Which one? Search. 11. 23 for searching for traps.
You don't find enough traps.
Good enough for us?
I'm quite concerned as to why I was fighting an invisible man. So I say that.
It was a trap.
I think it was a trap.
Do I know it was a trap now?
No.
Okay.
It was an effect. It just disappeared.
24 to open lock.
You don't seem to be able to do that.
That's a good addition.
Do I need to use my lockpick?
the one-handed lockpick.
Called Smiter.
It's a two-handed lockpick.
Two-handed? Ah, oh, yes.
I power attack the door.
Okay.
Power attack the door.
You know how long
it takes.
You know how long it takes you to hack
it. How long does haste last for? I forget.
It's what by now.
Probably.
Not very long.
You can run away around
the It takes you a few rounds to hack a door down in this dungeon because they're handbound.
Yeah, but I realised I can power attack because it's piss easy to do. Because
it's a door. The door dodges nimbly way.
That's all we need. Dodge other way.
You brick the door in.
Huzzah!
This small room is empty. The slate grey walls are black and unadorned. On the far wall hangs a banner with a crude goblin sigil on it. Perhaps defiantly opposing the Goblin King.
Perhaps defiantly opposing the Goblin King? Apparently. What bloody Goblin King?
Mm. Didn't say anything in Goblin.
It says,
Vive la Révolution!
Oh, okay.
Down with the Goblin King! More likely, because then we would know there's a Goblin King to go down.
Well, it says,
Vive la Révolution! There's nothing worse than French gobos.
Oh, little berry.
They must be destroyed.
On their heads.
Fraternité, égalité, légalité.
Okay, yes, the French goblins are in this part of the dungeon.
The French Revolution.
Okay, what are we doing with the little room?
The little room. The smallest room.
Well, now you have accents for the goblins room, isn't it?
Yeah. The goblin king is a pig.
Hey, sorry.
Anybody in it?
No, it's empty.
Ah, oh, the leader must be General de Gaulle.
As in, this small room is empty.
It's cack.
Ihr cack? No! No, not ihr cack! Incroyable!
Okay, yes.
Oui! Aïe, yeah.
One?
Yes.
Right. Anyone doing anything with the small
room? Je suis palais, goblin.
I'm searching it.
No.
Really well.
Let's go.
C'est un goblin. Passez-moi. No, d'accord.
30,
dead
on.
We
found a secret door.
Just how rude that was.
No, please pay attention to my secret door finding.
Behind the goblin banner.
There's a secret door behind the goblin banner.
We're already paying much attention to the goblin banner, having a red old laugh.
What are you doing on that corridor, dude?
Because we don't have secret.
It's a temple gap.
Yes,
that's the door. What? The door, though.
Coming.
N'est-ce pas? Sacrament.
Hey, I only speak English, common, even, and I don't understand what you're saying.
Where are you going?
Just running some goblin.
You found a secret door.
Yay!
Is it a trapped secret door?
Can you put one on?
Quite possibly. 17.
Don't think it's trapped.
Looks good enough to me.
I think it's safe as ours is.
Let's open it and go through.
Yeah. You open the secret door.
Well, if we open the door.
Corridor. Which runs some 50 feet or so down to two doors.
So
one in the north
map,
and one in the south. Yeah.
So I'm
not much yet. I search both the traps starting from north.
Okay.
Nice.
Very well.
No.
30. No, 29.
One thing is trapped.
And the other one not very good at.
You know when you poke
15.
Your eye.
You also don't think that's trapped either.
Okay. I don't think either of these doors are trapped, but I will know.
It looks like we're out of traps.
Are they locked? Are they locked?
No.
To repeat myself with everything I say to you.
Yes. Sorry, carry on.
Not funny.
You know.
The north one.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing?
I don't know, they're not locked.
Oh, they're not locked. Did you say that?
I said no.
Oh.
Do I have to repeat myself for everything I say to you?
Yes, I'm getting my own back. for you being a nasty, nasty man.
Okay.
But he's dungeon master.
You open the north door. You enter a 20 by 20 room with a door on the western wall. Eastern wall. Excuse me.
Excuse my bobby friend.
I search the room for treasure.
Okay.
Shiny precious thing.
Rendezvous,
coucher, vêtement. 26?
No,
I
will not go.
The room is pretty empty.
That's for the ghost.
Pretty empty?
Let me listen check while you search.
What did I get?
17.
Plus 8. 25. Woohoo! Magic number.
You hear the sounds of weaponry.
Weaponry?
And organisation.
Where
do I go? Outrageous French accent.
In there. Do we hear pathetic goblins or do we hear
something
worth drawing an axe for?
Is anybody coming with me into this room that I've gone into?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there's people through there.
Great, let's kill them.
They might be nice people. They might be another pet.
We haven't met a single nice person down here.
Except yes,
maybe
we did.
You said we did. Who? What nice person?
It.
Boy, you believe it!
He was nice to me.
Bragdor chipped me across half a room and squished me into a red puddle. I was not very happy with Bragdor.
What was the leader of the Bugbear Nation called?
Buglack. How can you forget so easily? Poor Buglack! Heartless hearty! poor Buglack!
Accident on purpose. Accident on purpose.
Yes. Accident, you call it. Mine was an accident too.
I cried in real life for that. Hal laughed at me. I cried.
Are we going to go in and kill him? I mean, go and talk to them.
I miss Bud Black.
I go up to the door really quietly, moving silently, very well, and listen at the door to see if I can identify what is being sounded.
You hear sounds of very sharp orders. And the sounds of weapons.
So they know we're here.
Do they have outrageous French accents?
Yeah!
It's goblins, you can kill them yourself.
Oh, what's the onions and elves?
Okay, I sneak back and go...
Shushing the baguette!
You smell garlic and hear sounds of bicycle bells jingling.
You suspect they may be wearing strings of onions.
And possibly stripy tops. Okay.
There's some French sounding goblins.
They're the worst.
They have their hands on their
froglins.
Heads and everything.
They're froglins.
Oh no, some of the worst.
We don't even have any French listeners.
No.
We're stereotyping, we'll get to everyone eventually.
For those of you who live in Western Canada.
Anyway, there's plenty of areas that we can definitely take the mickey out of everyone else in the world as well.
That's true.
Well,
we could mock Belgium, but really, what's the point?
I'm Geneva.
Nice waffles.
No, Switzerland. Yes.
With Geneva where the bank lives.
I'm Switzerland. I don't get involved in political arguments.
How can it be Swedish? Because they were also neutral, yet also have porn.
And lots and lots of snow.
This is of great importance to the half-orc.
Yes.
There we go. What are you doing? We love the French, really.
You said there were goblins in there?
Yes.
Perhaps we could go in, not go in. We could slap them.
Is that door trapped?
I don't know.
You could do your Al Cleaves impression.
Look at the trapped door. It quite possibly is 17.
You do not think so.
If I go back out of the room, and can I get along the corridor? Is there a corridor?
It's somewhere to hide.
Oh, damn it. I thought there might be another door.
No.
Okay, I'm lying.
There's a door to the south,
open
though.
No, I'm not going to go.
You open the door? Their small barracks houses a few dozen goblins. Their spears are pointed menacingly in your direction. They look ready to pounce on you at a moment's notice. One goblin, dressed in a black jerkin,
ooh, kill it,
with a badge of office affixed to its front,
double kill it,
approaches you.
It's undead.
You speak goblin.
Yes. Watch your rear! Bonjour! Watch your rear! Watch your...
We're trying to get out of this place. Do you know where the exit is?
It's the way you came in! Go now! Leave!
We would love to, but we can't get out.
Cajun frog.
And green. Leave! Go the way you came!
We can't get back that way. Is there a way through this way?
No! This is all I
the only accent I've
Go heard. Away!
Oh, can you escort us through?
No! Go away!
Fine. We'll kill him now.
Hello!
He doesn't want us here.
Tell me how to say hello.
Got any stuff?
I have to say hello.
Hello!
We will never forgive them for collaborating in the last war.
Sorry for disturbing
you. Go away! Dwarf Goblin Wars.
Sorry for disturbing you.
No. I want to give him a present.
Beyond him, we see two doors. One to the south and one continuing further.
Well, we take the piss out ourselves as well.
Well, we know where they go.
We
have a map.
Yes, I know you do.
Yeah, but we don't know what's in the rooms. They might be big piles of treasure.
Or they could be
shiny men.
Could we kill them then?
No.
A couple of dozen.
They look evil to me.
That would make about 20
talking to us.
Hey! Monsieur! Come here.
Oh, okay.
He might try and kill you.
You support the revolution!
Which revolution?
Vive la revolution!
Yeah, that's because we're children of the revolution.
The Goblin King!
Is he not the rightful ruler?
No! We are the rebels! We rebel against the Goblin King!
Unfortunately, I cannot condone a rebellion.
Goblin. You have killed many of his soldiers to get here.
Have we?
Yes, no, we haven't! He has!
So then we're in the big long rooms over there.
Yes, the barracks with the big goblins!
Well, they did try to attack us.
Yeah, we not! You! Help us then!
Is he the rightful ruler?
Hang on.
When he does that, is that just an empty hand gesture?
He's got like a little stick.
Stick? Oh, like an officer's stick.
Like a baton.
Baton Rouge.
See, yes. The problem is...
No, like a
baguette. I don't understand this.
He's waving a baguette around.
See, I don't understand that.
No. It's all right. These froglings...
Why is everybody started talking in a French accent?
I'm loud.
Because we're all trying to...
Emulate goblins.
Since he's not the rightful ruler, I will help you depose him.
Yeah!
Who is the legal ruler?
Vive la Revolution!
Who is the legal ruler of this area?
I bet it's the guy with the baguette. Gook, the Goblin Chieftain!
And where can we find this Gook?
He is in the hall, the big hall.
Can we not call him Gook?
Can you take us to him?
To
meet Jean-Paul.
Oui, let us go this way.
Jean-Paul is medically...
We have to go through
here. We're going with this guy, by the way.
Why?
Not killing him.
No. Let us go this way.
They're opposed to the goblins that we killed in these rooms here that tried to kill us.
They're taking us somewhere to kill some other goblins.
Yes.
He will be later, but we're going to meet his leader first.
They might know where
the enemy
is. We're going to help him.
Oh, my enemy is my friend.
Replace the despot that is currently lording over them with the rightful
with a new despot
with the rightful ruler who is in that room over there. Hopefully,
fair enough.
Do they know the way to go home?
They said it's the back the way we came.
Because you're tired and you want to go to bed that way.
Does that mean that Phelan's been right all along? We should go back.
Well, no,
we shouldn't have come in the first place.
To get back through there. I did try to explain it to him, but he's a goblin. He's not.
We were hit on the back of the head with a plot hammer.
Yeah, but there you go.
This way!
So lead on.
Takes you through the eastern door.
Up this way!
Down a corridor with cells on either side.
I worry about you.
Then
so the cell door's closed.
He goes back the other way.
Are the cell doors closed?
Yes, they are. But he then decides that he's not going that way because there's no way around that way.
Whoops!
And he walks back. And he goes south through to the corridor where you came in.
Uh-huh.
He then continues south through a storeroom and realises he can't get out of there either. Comes back into the room.
Our confidence is decreasing in his abilities.
Sorry.
I think he's leading us on a very good
doors and I'm quite far away. You walk through an armoury.
Very good chase.
You walk through an armoury and he walks up to a wall and puts his...
How the hell did we do that?
Bloody hell. He walks up to a wall.
Look what's there! We look over there.
Yes, okay.
He presses, you hear a click and the wall slides open.
I didn't look away.
He walks down the corridor.
I'm bad.
And then he goes,
look! It is a monster! Yes, he's pulling the door, it's a big boobies!
You see him pull something out of his coat and he pulls from the door.
It's a baguette.
And then he walks
or something
north.
Like a baguette.
You continue north.
Secret baguette.
Until he realises he can't go there either.
Is it waffle?
How come this entire goblin network is completely unconnected? Okay, he doesn't go that way at all. He walks back all the way to the labyrinth.
Put a secret door in it.
We're confused!
Yeah, alright then, I'll put a secret door in it.
There's a secret door. His plan was to confuse us.
It worked.
We can open the secret door in the northern wall that doesn't exist with some magic that goblins can do.
Gobbo.
And he follows along to the west and into the large
room. Big square room.
Yeah, the big square room.
What's the number?
This room is huge and filled with goblins. Number 95. Everywhere you turn, you see them. Their cold, hate-filled eyes stare back at you. A number hiss and spit, all grip their spears tighter.
Hello!
Keep it cool in this room.
We will
do this diplomatically.
Hello!
Just when you think the goblins will attack, the little goblin with you go, no!
They come to see the king.
That's what I like.
Is
goblin
there a guy
collaborators.
On
yes.
A throne somewhere.
Hello!
Sat on a wooden chair. On a pile of old orange-type boxes is a goblin.
They have oranges in the dungeon? Bloody hell.
Yes, but they've eaten them all.
Damn!
They might be orange-flavored goblin. Sort of battered little brass hat on, more like a little skull cap, and he's holding a wooden stick with a ball on the end.
Looks King like Del Monte?
Jammed on the end.
Wow.
Can you kill this one?
No.
Is that like the scepter of supreme lordship?
Yes.
Let you know
the wig of supreme lordship. And the talisman of supreme lordship.
Yeah.
I assume this goblin is going up to him.
Yes, he walks forward. He bows.
I follow.
The lizard men stare by the door and look very wary.
Wise of the lizard.
The only way I'm going to bow in front of him is if I have to lean down to hit him.
I bow too because I can't be a bastion.
Particularly, you stay back.
I'm a dwarf, no one can tell.
Oh, not with me. The lizard man. Me. I can come with you, can't I?
He looks at you with a weary, with a sort of a funny squint.
Oh, great chieftain Gook.
Gook?
Gook! I am Chieftain Gook!
Okay. Excuse my vocal.
Yeah.
Pardon my French.
What is the goblin for faux pas?
Faux pas, the French.
Incredible.
Sorry. Well, the goblin resistance, it had to be French.
Do not play this episode in French for any French
versions. We're here. You on the right path about these lines.
No.
No! Gook rebel! Against Agis, king, he is in league with the big goblins. No, they do not do what is good for the little goblins.
So he, in fact, is the rightful ruler of these lands?
No, Gook rules this whole... Look at Gook's goblins.
We look at Gook's goblins.
There are many goblins in this room.
Define many. By the dozen. By the clump.
By the number of rounds it would take me to kill them.
About three.
That's a good measure.
By the number of pockets I can pick.
By the number of 60-foot cones in the room.
There's about 40 or 50 goblins.
Okay.
All armoured warriors with spears.
Okay.
Did you want some armour?
Ding! And slap
me. So, you come to help me then, eh? I hear from my scouts that you kill many of Agnes's men, eh? Hey! You're sent here by the great ones, eh? Come to help Gook in his rebellion against the tyrant! Vive la revolution!
There's a huge chant of
Vive la revolution!
From the entire hall.
Turn on the revolution.
Helen can't hear the goblins.
Yes, she will. I can hear you when I went through there, so. I'm sure that
revolutions are loud.
There's a cheer.
And often we'll break into
some. There's a sort of clacking of heels.
A cat falling into the bath all the way up the stairs.
Some goblins head
you
into
and follow.
Okay.
The era of the stocky.
Where might we find this arbus?
Is that way?
He points back to the west.
To the west? Oh, how far? Ask him how far. You understand their language.
Who are you guide us there? Or one of your warriors?
One of them, the entire lot should come along.
Why? You was doing fine. You keep going
you
that way.
You was doing fine, boy.
You
we don't want
team.
To go that way. You want to go the other way?
No.
You want to go.
I feel a sudden urge for some blackened catfish.
Sorry, it's hard to slide from French to Cajun. Oh no, it's not. It's very easy to slide from French to Cajun.
So, what do we get in return for helping this Gook out, Bastion?
Yes. They want to know what they're going to get in return for helping you out.
Get to kill some goblins.
I, of course, am here to restore order.
We killed some goblins here.
There will be greatly rewarded. Cook will give you free passage through his domain. You may rest here if you wish. Use Cook's men weaponsmithing.
You're very good.
Fix thy armour.
Maybe rest here now and go do our job in the morning.
Yes. Yes, you look worn and weary. The little one looks sickly. He needs healing, yes.
Hello.
Maybe the goblins have a healer tomorrow.
Cook. Cook.
My lord will fix it.
Taste
tomorrow.
Nice.
Cook.
No, you don't want to eat her.
Better fresh, yeah? You keep her until...
It can be a bit bitter.
Cook!
You can't speak goblin, can you?
No, I was talking about the other.
Cook!
Yeah!
Cook!
Oui, oui, hello!
Unfortunately, she can't speak your language.
Cook!
Yes.
She has learned an important word there.
Right. tell me more about this Arglis and how he has come to rule your...
Arglis is a great evil to the goblin people. He... Rule the goblin with the iron fist. Get in the orb goblins.
The damn English.
They train in ranks, not a goblin way. No, it is not right. He rules them with an iron hand. Not good.
Where did he learn this style of fighting?
Orb goblins teach him. Orb goblins.
Do you understand a word?
They're a bit more military than a goblin is.
Okay.
Gobbledygook.
He's going to have to stay here for the evening.
Okay.
And we can use his smiths and...
Jones?
Yes.
He's got a Jones, hasn't he?
He has a Jones.
As long as we go and help him in the morning.
Do we have an idea of just how tough this current goblin king is?
They're fighting in ranks with hobgoblins.
By way of numbers. You know, what, 3, 4, okay, 400 bit tough. 4,000 is really difficult people for us.
Hmm? Can I develop an annoying accent?
I'll find
if you would like. That's quite annoying.
How vast is Arglis's army?
We are fighting a battle of attrition, and unfortunately, we are... attrishing rather quicker than he is.
Right, so there is more of him than you are.
His forces are vast and many, but with your guerrilla tactics and sneak and the bombs and... Ah, yes, the underground railroad over to here. Oh, yeah.
Did I put the word vast in that conversation?
No, he is digging it.
Oh, okay.
Cook.
Oui.
Cook.
Cook, oui.
Can you read maps?
Cook can read, yes.
If I showed you a plan of this area, could you show us exactly where Arglis is?
Maybe. Maybe, yeah.
Oh, I'll totally over and get the map.
Cook.
And spread it out on the floor in front of you. Go, this is where we are. Where is Arglis?
Do goblins understand that kind of spatial relationship? Imagine this is the real world, and this is a representation in two-dimensional space. Oh, goblins mind it first.
It's on your leg. No wonder I can't find it. He looks at the map for a while.
Cook.
Yes, really, that's his name.
Does he know my name?
No.
Balin. Balin.
Ah, oui.
Cook.
Balin. Ah, oui. Allez.
Okay.
Allez.
Fine.
Go away. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Allez, let's go.
Is that what it means?
No. Ici.
That means here. He's a bit confused.
I'm being beckoned. I'm supposed to be better than being beckoned, but...
Où est la manque?
Où est la manque?
I'll come over. I'm not scared.
Hey, that's all.
Cook!
Oui, ma chambre?
I don't know.
He starts to shake his stick.
Shake steak.
I look.
Shake steak? Stick shaker.
I probably don't know what it is.
I cast bless.
I don't know what it is.
Bing!
Oh. You're blessed.
What does that do to me?
He smiles at you.
Isn't it giving me any like constitution back or anything?
No. Okay. He smiles at you.
Good.
Doesn't give you benefits to attack.
I bow.
Particular thing to do with attack.
Could be.
Cook smiles. Say thank you.
Yeah,
that's the best.
Now we're going to kill you with all your mates.
You made us better.
On our own.
We are the empty room. Before you met my friend.
Yes. Thank you.
Maybe we should just back the head off.
I almost brought my laptop.
Right.
Pack my couch with it.
So we shall see you in the morning. Okay.
You head back through the armory.
You may have free roam of my area.
Thank you. We're in Rome.
Hooray!
We're going back to the little room back here, where we can rest. Okay. We can have free roam of his lands around here.
Excellent.
But we're going to do a job for him in the morning.
Well, he's going shiny in his armory, like his neck. I mean, appropriate.
The armory. Similar to the rest of the rooms in this section of the dungeon, this simple room is lined with weapon racks. Each rack holds simple, crudely crafted short spears. Along the back wall is a single ornate brass and iron long spear hangs by itself on the wall.
Is that magic?
What did the man do to me? The goblin man?
It's quite well made, though.
He blessed you, like Torm does in combat.
Okay. Why did he do that?
Because he likes you.
I thought a bad man couldn't do that.
Yes, they can.
Not a bad man.
Oh, good. Can we be friends?
Yes, we are.
Cool.
Did they point out where this bad Arglis, whatever his name is, Goblin King is? General area?
Was it yes, he did. He pointed back to the west.
Somewhere.
Yeah, but
did
he point out on
where?
On the map.
Yes,
on the map.
Where he's over in this area.
Oh! Instead, we should have continued on those bloody columns.
Anyways, we rest.
Goblins don't like sunlight, do they?
They're not over enamoured of it.
Luckily, the dungeon!
I don't think they get negatives because of it.
Then they won't come in the room if it's daylight.
Well, not as
particularly just up them.
They prefer the dark, but I don't think they get any negatives at all.
But as a tribal preference?
I don't think there's any issue with...
They don't go sunbathing.
That's okay then.
I don't think there's any issue with goblins and sunlight. It's, No, they're quite happy to run around on the surface. You've seen them, they live in forests as well as they lived underground.
Hey ho. We got a level back in the forest, don't we?
What, for sleeping on for resting?
Yeah.
Right. Are you setting watches at all?
I don't think we need to if we're trusting of the goblins, or are we just paranoid?
Yes, we set watch.
Oh, right.
I wouldn't be hugely trusting of them.
Give me watches, please, ladies and gentlemen.
I need to sleep, I'm poorly.
You are not well.
This is true. They have to be on watch together, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll take watch number two.
Can you do anything to fix this, Steve?
Tomorrow.
Ideally, you want to check watch number. I've set three.
Oh, yes, that's true.
You want the first or the third watch?
I'll take the third watch.
I'll take that as well.
Brandon, how long are you watching for?
6 hours?
8 hours?
Almost 8 hours sleep divided by
three.
We'll just take 3 hours each.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably 9 hours.
3 hour
watch.
Okay.
As Phelan and Groot come off watch.
Yeah, I'm not watching, I'm sleeping. Groot, what can I do?
Groot, make me a spot check.
Yeah, that was excellent. Thanks.
Sorry! No, but I did say that.
No.
I could pretend I didn't and help, but then that would be a bad roleplay.
You don't notice anything. Cal hiss and sort of hiss hello at you and go and stand watch. Just as you're nodding off to sleep, Cal hiss shakes you and points.
What is it?
The dwarven wizard is lying in his kipsack, bedroll, whatever he's sleeping in. He's completely surrounded by his own hair in a sort of halo. He's totally bald. Ooh.
What? Sorry.
What?
No, I'm sorry. I'm writing about.
What is it?
We're in a attack. What happened? What?
You can listen to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I awaken Bastion and point it.
I missed what it was. I heard something about hair. Whose hair? My hair?
No, your hair's fine.
Okay.
He's totally bald.
Wow.
All his hair has fallen out.
Right.
Including his beard.
It's because he burnt the hair follicle.
It lies in some very delicately plaited strands on his chest.
That's because of the burning and the pain.
Shake him gently awake.
He wakes.
What? Sorry. Oh, I thought we were at the door.
He rolls this and realizes that something's missing.
Oh!
Yeah.
Fire!
This could be interesting.
Distress! Stress! Dungeon!
Stress!
Stress!
It's invented. You've
never heard of dwarven stress!
It's Theron.
Stress, I tell you!
Dwarfs go pop.
That fireball must have shaken loose some more of my hair! Damn!
Possibly.
Damn! It'll grow back, it always does.
Wait on there a minute.
Wait on there.
Stay still, don't worry.
Oh!
Check his eyes.
What about the weasel? You alright? Ooh!
No, your weasel's fine.
But your weasel...
That would be funny, wouldn't it? Yes, a dwarf with a bald weasel.
He seems reasonably physically healthy. There are some strange protrusions on his chin. They look like small spots.
They might have been under the beard all along.
And his ears seem thin when you look in them. You pull them and they're a bit stretchy.
Oi! Get off my bloody ears! It's not burning up, my hair's falling out!
So he's starting to look like those things.
Potentially, yes. You know this could potentially happen. Give me a player's roll.
You're going to be a groovy, aren't you?
Oh, this is how they propagate, you think. They kiss each other, or they kiss people.
It's very social, isn't it?
Okay. I think so.
Do we stop it?
Give me a plans check.
Perfectly fine.
Can't sit and think about it for 10 minutes.
There are consequences.
10 minutes? 18.
Give me a heal check as well. Rolling well, that's Dave.
20.
You think it's some kind of supernatural disease or supernatural effect that's causing this?
I'm perfectly fine.
You suspect that you could probably remove it with a remove disease spell.
I've had worse.
Okay.
I'm a dwarf, you know.
You were. Then you lost all your hair. Can somebody
It'll be fine.
It's a disease. I will try and remove it from him.
Have you got remove disease?
No, but I have stigmata.
I hope so.
It's easy. I'll give it a try.
Give it a go.
Can somebody tell me how to spell bureaucracy?
No.
Almost certainly not.
One of you.
B-U-R-E-A-U-C-R-A-C-Y.
Bureaucracy.
Oh, I didn't need bureaucracy. I needed bureaucratized.
Bureaucratized?
That's not a word.
A word?
My friend has made up a word. Congratulations, my friend.
Yes. We're back to hippopotamuses and octopuses.
No!
We solved the octopus one.
Octopenises.
Yes, but not the hippopotamus one.
No, I admit, we haven't solved the hippopotamus one, but we solved the octopus one.
Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus. That's what you would do.
National
hippopotamus. Come on
then,
Steve.
Right.
What's the answer? The dwarf is fine, he's coming
to
bits of
hell. In addition to healing points of damage,
isn't it really bad?
Any character you touch who is suffering from a disease can immediately make a new saving throw against that disease with a sacred bonus equal to the number of points of constitution damage I took. If he succeeds on that saving throw, he's free from the disease.
Give it a go.
He rolled a 1. his new saving throw.
Which means you're going to fortitude save with +2 bonus.
You need 2 points of constitution.
Well, I have 2 of these.
Yep. Go on then. Fort save.
Fort save!
Oh, oh my! For the love of God.
Isn't it really, really, really bad that when dwarves don't have hair? Or is that different?
It's a huge disgrace.
Okay.
I don't care. I'm an ostracized dwarf anyway.
You look like a bald dwarven woman.
Yeah, that's fine by me. I'm an ostracized dwarf anyway. Why do you think I'm dungeoneering down here? And we're in our homelands.
Because we got stuck in a
13, 18.
Very good.
20.
This is an extra +2. 20.
Do myself as well.
Now you're gonna do it yourself.
Okay.
Why? Well, nothing wrong with you. You're a fine figure of a bastion.
Oh, I'm really glad I.
He got tongued by one of the.
Yes, but his hair's not falling out.
Yeah.
You got.
I haven't got any hair.
Okay.
I bet you have somewhere. On your feet.
On your.
Oh,
your eyebrows.
Did absolutely all of your hair fall out?
Yes, 100%.
even from your
hairy
toes.
Smooth as a dwarven baby's bottom.
Aren't they even born with hair, probably?
Well, what would do yourself?
Cleric, do that sound.
Oh, Jesus.
You feel
that's
fine.
15.
You feel fine.
Okay.
Okay, now, thanks for whatever you did, mumbo jumbo.
You're totally bald.
Yes.
You see the lizardman sniggering quietly in the corner.
I've had worse. I've been bald before, you know. Beast of Bruce have always been there, laddie.
That's why he grew the beard.
That's why the blade is down the front.
All dwarfs have them.
But little tiny protrusions.
They're so embarrassed, all of them grow beards.
Everyone loves the dwarven dimples. Look at that chin. Kirk Douglas has nothing on this. Four of the buggers, I tell you.
Pretty good. Okay.
I stay awake.
Okay.
Rest of the night.
Okay. Are you doing your watch?
I'm doing my watch.
Okay.
I've got a skull cap. I'm all right.
Oh, okay.
I was mostly bald anyway, if you look at my character.
Kojak.
Yeah. That's fine by me.
Kojak and his
mind. I don't mind being a chrome dome, because it helps with my skull cap.
There's one for you that most people won't get.
My sister didn't get it.
What, Kojak and his roll neck jumper?
I had to explain it to her, because you kept shouting it at me.
Sorry. Also goes next to, was it Purple Ben Spunk Trumpet?
That one's a little bit more obvious.
Oh, like Kojak and a Bruce roll neck jumper.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Anyway, well, fine. I'm fine.
So yeah, it's a good level, you know. Kids that listen, they won't have a clue we're talking about because they won't remember Kojak in any fashion.
Oh no, it's fine.
No, this is when they go and ask their parents what is.
Who's Kojak and what's a roll neck jumper, Mum?
My weasel. Mom. I check my weasel to make sure he has also not lost hair through stress.
Nope, your weasel is fine.
However,
you are completely and totally bald.
Yep. Happened before. Yeah, it'll grow back.
When he was a porn star.
That's a porn star. I'm 63 bloody years old! I'm older than the entire party put together! Except for the lizard folk.
Went through a period where he shaved.
Listen, there are many things you have to do to become a wizard.
That's where we find sites on Shaven Dwarves, isn't it?
.com.
ShavenDwarf.com.
Yes!
I suspect that particular URL's already taken.
Yes, it's a very, very specialist site. It probably costs about $5,000 a day to watch, to view.
It's fine. It's all part of the initiation of becoming a dwarven wizard.
Okay.
I've done it before.
You see a way?
Happen overnight.
You don't?
No.
That's just stress. I got fireballed yesterday, for heaven's sake.
No, you got
fireballed. Yes, I did.
You fireballed.
No, fireballed in the trap.
It's not the first time you've been fireballed, though, is it?
No, I fireballed myself a little while ago. That's true.
Yeah. Yes, you wake up.
Yes.
Bing.
The morning occurs. You still have things on your chin and your ears are slightly leathery.
Ooh.
You are completely bald.
Nothing else has happened.
Otherwise, that's fine. Nothing else has happened.
Oh, good.
I think you may have stopped it.
Oh, good.
Because I'm a kind and generous Ghostbuster.
Mm-hmm. Is that before I break my spells?
Yeah.
That's just cheating across the board.
What?
Would you prefer your head fell off?
I'd say you should let the dice roll where they may look.
How are you doing? How are you doing stat-wise?
Good.
I cast the restoration before I went to bed.
Very good.
I don't blame you. Supported by magic. What's up? Are you looking at that terrible picture in the Telegraph and Argus? What are you really laughing at?
Say later.
What in there? Is that anything to do with that article or something else?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Say later.
I tell you what, I weigh less now.
Not a lot. I'll take one.
And your haircut is not the same as losing weight.
Oh, this reveals
on
the scales.
I'm just going on my haircut, that'd be great.
There's a better muttering.
I have no shame, I care not for their metalings.
Okay.
Lovely. And is he cursed because he is a murderer?
Yes.
That is what Slith is saying. He is cursed by the gods.
Can I sleep near you?
Yes.
No lizard tongue action, thank you very much. That's a completely different porn site.
LizardTongueAction.com.
Lizard tongue action on very, very innocent halfling.com.
That's quite a long URL.
I think that's a German site.
.de.
Yes.
Phelan.
Yes?
We can cure you now.
Yay! Make me better.
Yay.
Yay.
Think of thoughts.
That's constipation.
Cheeseburgers.
Tom, cure this halfling of her disease.
This halfling?
Casting remove curse on her.
Yes.
Casting remove curse on you.
You may does it work?
Yes, it does.
So
you may have all of your constitution back.
Yay!
Do you get all your shiny hit points back?
Yes, everything returns.
Fantastic.
So actually, drain per se, it's just cursed to lose that much constitution.
Remember, so you're curse, back up curse, to a mighty 34 hit points.
She's going to be so great, curse.
I go around and try and pick everybody up.
Okay. Yeah. You're always quite strong.
Yeah.
Anyway. What then?
I'm going to collect my hair.
I weightlift my snake.
Wood!
We need to go this way.
Those tentacles are quite sensitive.
Yeah, it's just pseudo
tentacles are quite sensitive.
They're fine.
Pseudo tentacles.
They just, you know, you just rub them and they feel.
Surely there would be proto tentacles.
Proto tentacles.
Proto tents.
Pseudo tentacles.
Oh,
protocols.
No.
Protocols.
Protocols.
Tentacles. Whatever you want to call them.
Protocols.
Pseudocon.
Testicles.
No.
Yes. Pentacle. Okay, we're heading.
Back this way then.
Okay.
And rank we made.
Okay, you're going to get another roll from this.
Where's the mess? There it is.
But it won't be a trap.
Do you know where it's from?
Yeah.
You're going the same way? Cool. No, it won't be a trap.
Because that would be stupid.
What do you think it's from?
I know what it's from.
I'm just checking.
Kill a little
bit. That's fine.
It's not a trap.
Yeah.
You'll be happy to hear.
I kill it.
You probably do. Mm-hmm. It's a good job you're a good good party of stalwart adventurers. Right,
it
then.
Is?
Okay.
We are.
Otherwise you might have trouble with these beasties. Right,
what?
Give me spot checks. It's creepy.
I found a spot!
However it rolled ones, you probably hear it.
So did I.
You fail to spot it.
17 for Balazar, the bald wizard.
21.
16.
Okay, you hear it coming, it's not going to surprise you.
I'm going to shut my head. Can we surprise it?
No, it knows you're there.
Yeah, been following you for a while.
Give me initiatives.
Initiatives?
The dwarf has a shiny, shiny helmet.
Shiny, 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 shiny helmet.
Where's my initiative?
Ooh, that's not good. Three for the dwarf.
14.
We kill it.
Then.
21 to do.
With my plus 2 modifier, it's 3 for Balazar.
Don't they have initiatives? Because you rolled a 14, I wrote down.
No, we're not very proactive.
Yes.
Slith has no bones at all.
With a shriek!
No deck.
Something we...
Well, did we hear it?
Kind of. You're not surprising each other, but you're not.
But if we heard it, we get to go first.
Hmm?
If we heard it, we get to go first.
One. You're not. You're going to go into initiative order.
Yeah.
Yeah, you basically bump into each other, effectively. So who goes first?
Bailey does.
Go, give me one. He'll do. Put him down the corridor a little bit. Or beside corridor or something. Not too far away from him. You basically bump into each other effectively. That'll
dunk!
Very good.
What is it?
It is.
End of level boss.
Yes.
The creature resembles a human corpse. Its wild, frantic eyes burn with malevolence. The leathery, desiccated flesh is drawn tight across its bones, and its teeth have grown into sharp, jagged needles.
Ooh!
Some form of undead.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Is that someone you know, Bastion?
Yes, probably.
Ah!
He has a strength of 27.
It's a white.
No!
Oh! Is that bad?
Whites are bad. They're level bringers. Not that that means anything.
Don't be merciful. Kill it with full form.
You will feel less experienced if they touch you.
Yeah, merciful won't work against it.
Okay.
Nor will backstabs.
Can I shoot it with my bow?
Yep.
You can.
Will it do anything?
I would be tempted to...
I would use
it
to
sling. Shoot it with your bow and go that way.
Can I sling it and then move over away?
You certainly can.
Wow, okay. It gains hit points, make level 20.
Wow.
Yes.
Don't worry, it'll be all white on the night.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm going to sling it, then run.
Right, okay.
Walk.
Sling it, and then sling it. Sling away. Sling away. Sling 18. Away.
18.
Mm-hmm. Buff it.
Stink.
2.
You know where they come from, don't you? The White House.
But it's magic. I think you're going that way.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any resistances.
Hooray!
Oh, good. Because
Then it's me.
Go on. Turn it!
Yes. Dawn compels you to run away.
The power of Dawn compels you.
Yes. But probably not with that roll.
Not with a roll of two.
That probably won't get it.
Whoops.
That's probably Clarence level minus or something.
Yeah, that.
If you turn it with a roll of two, I'd be impressed.
So would I.
Oh, it's got to energy drain something. It's got its energy draining claws out.
Oh, brave, brave lizard folk.
they're behind Groot.
You're brave, you have no hair.
I've got some of my swords, so five hit dice.
I can't. I've rolled a three.
Well, you're rubbish.
It's only four hit dice.
And it goes.
It begins to back off down the corridor.
I am impressed.
Yes, so am I.
So am I.
Wow!
The thing is, undead in a single, on their own, unless they're very powerful undead, are not that good.
It was just lost then, wasn't it?
It's just a single white wandering around eating goblins, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could, like, harness it and then just poke it in front of us and let it loose in the goblins.
Callis.
Callis shoots it.
Shump!
Is it turning?
He hits it.
D8.
Running away. I'm not going on.
Eight.
But good enough.
He makes a good impact.
Then it's Groot.
Can you still kill it even though
it's starting to back away.
Oh well, it's looking sheepish.
That's a big move forward there by the big half orc.
Yeah. Steve, would you still kill it even though it's been turned?
Oh yes.
Okay, just checking.
That's a natural 20.
Natural 20! Crit threat!
There's no point.
So. Put that half.
You only crit on things you can't crit.
Yeah, generally.
Oh yeah, it's turned dead, isn't it? Oh,
yeah.
No internal organs.
And that would have been 24 for the second.
Oh well.
You just wasted the only one of them you're going to get.
It's still a d12 plus 7. That will be 16 points.
It crumples to the ground.
And a cleave strikes again.
Alright then.
Make this keen.
Keen.
Keen. I can do something with your weapons.
Perhaps the goblin weaponsmith could do it.
Yeah, right.
He's a level 4 weaponsmith.
Can he make this magic? I don't think so.
He's a level 4 expert.
Fantastic. I think he needs to be at least level 5 mage to do it.
Well,
yeah. But he can make a magic weapon.
Spell?
Right, where we're headed.
Yeah, it lasts a while, actually.
Yeah. Well, how long does greater magic weapon spell last?
An hour and a half.
All right, cast!
What does it do?
Might as well.
It makes my orchid double axe plus
6.
Plus
1. Plus 1. Mm. Stack. It's 1 to 4 level, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, you might not want it then.
Well, no, I was thinking on my orchid double axe rather than on my great axe, which is already magical.
It lasts 6 hours and you're well away.
I'm a lot better with the double axe.
Yeah, plus 1 to 4 cast level.
So has it just got better than the sword at the moment? It's just better duration than magic weapon.
Yeah. Got that?
Six hours.
Ka-ching! It's yours! Yesterday you were fast, now you are keener.
We go back through the barracky rooms.
Okay.
Looking out for goblins.
You said barracky and not balroggy, didn't you? Yes. Want to watch out for the balroggy rooms.
And back through.
Load of back.
And can you point to a specific
in which case,
room?
No, he just said just that whole area.
The Lord of the Rings minis game has got the Balrog for it. And it's like, this bloody big! It's a bit of an investment if you want to pull that on.
So we can go north or south?
Are there any goblins with us?
Try south. No. Yeah, I'm trying to the south door. Do you want to keep the traps?
Yes, I do. More than life itself.
More than life itself. You're cured now. You rolled a 1. You're cured and crap.
I think we should have a tally going for who rolls the most ones in one session, because I'm winning.
You're doing pretty good.
Which door, north or south?
South.
South door. You don't think it's trapped?
I apologise.
Go the one.
In advance to the next three rounds.
I think I need a hobnob to make me better.
Is it locked?
Hobnobs. Hobnobs.
Is it locked?
Hobbs.
No. Yeah. Hob noobs.
Thank God.
Should we listen or should we just barge in and kill anything that's in there?
Well,
I vote for barging in and killing anything that's in there.
There is a kind of savage simplicity to your plan, Groot.
I barge in and kill anything that's in there.
You burst into the room. It's empty. It is a strange H shape. There are two doors that lead further west.
Ah, fiddlesticks.
Bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
Is it traphead?
22 for traphead.
For the bottom door.
The bottom door. No, it's not trapped.
Is it unlocked?
Yes.
I burst through and kill anything that's in the room.
You burst through. 12 goblins.
Turn to face you. Snicker snack.
Surrender.
Can't be arsed.
Sadly, they're fearless. They're
brainless.
Yes. Sadly, they're brainless.
I kill them. And do they all die.
Next. Advancing time.
Okay, let's go to combat, ladies and gents.
Oh, doing 3 attacks at plus 12, plus 12, plus 7.
You'll be fine.
They die.
The pain of rolling.
Quickly. They maybe do a point of damage.
Alright, we all agree to take a point of damage and just call it quits.
Because there lies madness in D&D when you just start zipping through the battle and say, blah.
Apparently this room is encounter level 6.
Ooh!
Does it feel like encounter level 6?
There's a big fucking trap in the middle, 16 for me.
It's not going to be encounter level 6 from just a bunch of gobos, is
it? 19 for the goblins!
Mighty Mad Lizard gets 13.
Excellent, they get time to close up to me so I can kill more of them.
It's the goblins.
It's the goblins. Right, can we rank them up?
I got 30. Oh. I just added it wrong.
Rank up some goblins.
We'll just pretend they're there.
Rank up some goblins. Again, the room is four squares wide. Just imagine there's a room there, four squares wide, and head grouped.
How far?
They're fairly close to the door. They're not very far away from the door. Within charge range of Groot from the door.
Within charge range of Groot from the door.
Very good. You're actually in the room, by the way, you are, aren't you?
Hmm?
No. So you can burst in. You can't burst and stay on the
other side.
Me? Groot's in the room.
That's what we like to say. Groot's in the room.
God, surround me, you bastard.
You burst in
all
a bit
sides,
further.
All sides, enter the dragon. All sides, all takers.
You burst in a bit further. Right, who goes first?
They do.
Oh, they charge you.
They got roller skates.
Yes. Roller skating.
Yes, they're on roller skates.
Just that one.
No. Just that one. Yes. You!
He's foolishly reckless. He doesn't realise that when you're moving on mass, you can't really charge that.
Right.
Go in charge with a service member.
The guys are trying to trip everyone out of the SBS.
No, they're quite good.
It's cool they should get you to the back.
The two were diagonally next to you, try to grapple you, while the one in front of you tried to skewer you with his spear.
Does that mean trying to hump your legs or something?
Why? Because they're hard. Yeah, I know. They're going to do it anyway.
I'm not going to spear them down.
Hmm? That's fine. They're going to have a go. They're goblins. They're trained. They're elite. Look, it says.
If they
12
were elite goblins, they would run away.
No, they're fearless.
They've had their fear extracted mechanically.
Yes, I've got it in the bottle here.
Yes. Fear. Goblin fear.
I've got to update my basic.
Oh dear.
You've been doing yourself that points?
No, I've updated it on all the actual weapons just in the base attack.
Shall I fireball them? Probably seems worth it.
Well, I need two.
Oh, sorry. I think we're looking things up. We'll attack you, Mr. Finn, with a spearman. Oh, he's got more.
Oh, the suspense.
21.
Ouch!
Woo!
Half-Hawk's been hit.
Go, Mr. Goblin. Go, Mr. Goblin.
And he rolls the damage die of... Ooh, one of them.
6 points of damage.
Ooh!
97 more like that, and I'll be in trouble.
97 more like that. How are we doing?
All right, 10 more like that, and I'll be in trouble.
Nobody said half-Hawk.
Would they do it, or would they not?
Of course, they'll all be dead long before 10 rounds pass.
Yes.
These have improved Sunder.
Sunder?
Improved Sunder.
Easy like Sunder mornings.
I might have a go at that.
Have these got level?
You have a quip for everything. It's rather.
They're goblin fighters.
Sometimes.
Level 1. They're elite goblins.
Not Paul and human.
Has improved Sunder, let me do.
Break my spear.
You have a spear? You're using the long spear?
Hell no, I'm using my double axe, which has been made magical. Break that and I will bite their faces off.
I think one of them's going to
try.
That,
they deserve to
they also have them. Power attack, which I find quite amusing, because they have like a strength of 2.
Do they have a free grapple?
No.
They won't try grappling.
They'll improve. So one's going to try and improve Sundering. How does this work?
These are trade goblins.
Sorry. That's the swanky skills they've got, and I want to use them.
Maybe they're the Goblin Foreign Legion.
Yes.
When you say swanky, do you mean really but rather pointless?
Yeah. I might as well use them. They're goblins. It's only fun I get.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Are they using a slashing or booming weapon?
They're using a spear, so
no.
They can't use a spear. It's a
completely pointless skill.
They have spears.
Yeah.
And they have sunder.
Fantastic.
They have masterwork spears, no less.
Ooh.
All right. Anyway.
I'll have one of them when I kill them all.
They're small.
Alright, they're just going to attack you. Use them as a toothpick.
They're going to attack you instead.
Masterwork toothpick. Yeah.
Masterwork toothpick. Now that's what I call cool.
16 won't hit you, will it?
Nope.
Throw it on the floor.
Do you nonchalantly sign up to the bar and pick up a
seat
to
him? 3 miss you. Toothpick.
Is it my go yet?
No, it's Calhis.
Oh. Calhis, where is he?
There.
He steps into the room. Steps off to one side.
Step. That's a brave lizard man.
Oh yeah, he fires. I'm gonna be in the way.
Jump,
fires.
That one.
He fires and cocks his dice.
Shoot the one that looks like an undead skeleton in chainmail.
He might miss actually. He misses.
Oh.
By 4 or more?
Why are
there
a game?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, we haven't got enough miniatures.
Sorry, shooting all over
the small size. Mm-hmm. Oh,
he's next.
Good.
Oh, I'm gonna kill them three.
Cleave.
Oh, you are you?
Probably.
Do your Anna Cleave's impression?
See, yes.
30! That might hit one.
Might hit a goblin.
That's doing a d8 plus 10. Oh no, sorry, plus 8.
Are they dead?
Oh, that's only 10.
Just the 10?
Yeah.
One dies.
Just.
They're elite goblins.
That's 30 for the cleave.
That might hit 2.
And that'll be 14.
That also dies.
Second attack.
I guess that one can move to be your second attack, by the way.
Can I?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
You can take 5 steps because he's not moved yet.
Oh, okay. Good.
That will be.
And then attempt to cleave the whole row.
27?
That might hit.
Oh, he might survive that. Mm. That's just 9.
No, he dies.
And that'll be third attack. 20.
That also hits. Just he's poised.
That's 15.
That also dies.
He's well a tank! He's a mowing machine!
Next!
Next!
Very good.
Sling. Shall I sling or shall I arrow? Bolt, even.
Where can I?
Okay, I'll
do whichever does more damage. I don't think these guys need magic.
16.
That hits.
Do you want a masterwork spear when we kill all these guys?
Ooh, nice. Oh. One of them dies.
Yay!
Dick, you killed something!
They range from
10. I've killed something, not much of those days.
In one shot,
goblins.
Balazar. Balazar will bravely step forward and shoot with his heavy crossbow.
I snigger.
All the better to see these goblins with!
Balazar!
Balthazar, man, it's not Balthazar, it's Balazar!
Traitorzar.
No, that's just 10.
Just 10. Mm.
To hit.
To hit?
You miss. Blimey, blighters.
Slith. Slith looks into the room but sees there are only goblins and sits down in a corner.
Who is in the corner?
She sits down next to the door.
Oh, okay.
Packs out her masonry tools, builds the corner, yes. Sits down in it.
She starts feeding her snake something that looks suspiciously like a bit of goblin.
Fine by us.
I could feed it some more goblin. And then me.
Yeah.
Burn some more points.
Snake. Are you actually going to cast the proper clerical spell?
Well, I'm just going to move into the room and get ready to hit something and name it.
Oh, okay.
That's
Who's next?
And they are.
Right, everything moves forward.
To be mown some more!
All of the end charges, Steve.
My blades of grass.
That's probably about all they're going to do, isn't it?
Kill us! Oh, great!
That one and that one.
Yes, you're going to do it.
Inside,
which you do.
You kill it. You kill it.
See, because I killed that one first.
Isn't it easy to hit
there?
No, he's still alive.
He'll hit you back.
I wanted to learn, because I missed quite a few of my Roman letters, rather than... Photocopy
missed.
When I would read it, I thought I'd actually write it.
Missed. God goblins are good. Why have you got goblins on second level?
God goblins? Imagine a bloody horrific.
Calhis shoots. I don't know what to mean.
Hit God goblins.
He scores.
And goblins.
Twang.
Stink. Hundreds of goblins. Are you getting a sort of a feeling that these are like the dark mantles? Of this level.
Snickers. Only the dark mantles are a bit more challenging.
27.
My hit.
That's 13.
Yeah.
It's amazing to watch him work.
Forward.
Everyone just watches him now. Just, look, he's a machine. He's a killing machine.
Is it against goblins?
Oh, actually, I should have then step forward, shouldn't I?
Mm. It's fine.
I'll do it next time, though. He's a good one.
Oh,
that's cocked.
It was cocked.
Cocked on the dice bag. 29.
That might hit. 29.
Oh, maximum.
That's 16.
Splat.
Cleave.
I'm killing him in two.
That's 30. That's
quite cleanly.
14 points of damage. And
oh my god.
Third attack. Ah, that's going to miss 11.
Oh no. Oh.
Almost.
Damn.
You're going to be tired.
Only killed three.
Failing.
Something
left
to hit?
In like 6 seconds.
There's three left.
Okay. I fire again.
Woot.
22.
Twang.
It. Sorry, it's 22.
Two.
It dies. It dies a shock.
I think you're lying
there. No, you shot the one that Bastion hit.
Balazar?
Balazar is going to re-cock his crossbow and just wait for the inevitable to happen.
Smith?
Smith stands back and feeds her pets some more goblin hounds.
Yay. Come in. Me?
Mm-hmm.
Bravely. Goblin. Hopefully.
Then again.
Only 12.
You miss.
Then it's them.
This last one's a ninja.
They are fearless, aren't they?
Both on Garud. Miss. Yes, they are.
Ooh.
17?
That'll do it.
Oh!
Ooh.
Get in there,
no goblin!
1d6 plus 1.
2.
2. For God's favour, you huffock!
I have only 57 hit points left.
Why should I see lower than Calis?
Because I'm not very dexterous.
Oh, okay.
You're the dex monkey. Calis shoots again.
Twang!
Natural 20. Also a hit.
Critical deafness!
Probably somewhere in the region of the upper teens.
Oh my lord, straight through the head and out the back.
And then do
you think I'm going to manage to kill it with three attacks?
You might not. Might be a lucky goblin.
Oh, unlucky!
God, that's just 15.
You miss.
My lord!
Might be a luck goblin.
18.
You hit. If it survives, you've got to keep it as a pet.
Dead pet.
That's 14.
It dies.
Stink! They're just slowing us down now.
I have a very small toothpick-sized hole in me.
At which point I shall spend another 10 in your temp. Okay. Everybody can have 9 hit points.
Yeah.
No, I'm using my sacred healing.
Oh, okay. You are very shiny with that.
Yeah.
I have to give you lots of items that you can't resist.
Can't resist.
Oh, no.
Sacred healing.
Oh, yeah.
That's good enough.
Sorry.
I have several ways of healing people.
Yes, you do.
Can everyone remember just how trashy Steve's character was at the beginning of the game?
He was pretty terrible, wasn't
he? He was like awful. He was healing them and he was hitting them, and now.
Right, you enter this room.
Mm-hmm.
It is long and a barracks, which you kill everything. This is the King's Elite Guard Barracks, just so you know.
Ooh, shiny. Masterwork City.
Yeah. Well, yeah, apparently. Each one of these goblins has a masterwork spear.
Great. Would you like a masterwork spear?
Studded leather armour and a buckler.
Would you like studded leather armour?
Me?
Yeah.
What's my armor?
Does it make you better or worse, actually?
Yeah, what's my current armor? I have Masterwork Studded Leather.
Makes you better.
So don't give me worse things.
Have a Masterwork Spear if you like, it's just your size.
Can I have a Masterwork Spear? Yay! More weapons than Dawn.
More weapons than me.
Short swords, dagger, throwing daggers and crossbow.
Just throw a Masterwork Spear on the bottom, you're never going to use it. You can use it for poking stuff.
You can set to receive charge.
Uh-huh.
And then just run away.
Okay.
See, if only the goblins had done that against me.
Yes. This room continues to the west, where it ends in a door.
That looks suspiciously like one that's near.
Does it have a picture of a crown daubed on it?
Nope.
Damn.
It looks like it's got a big A.
It's a big door. Oh, Lord. Well, we can work out that going back to the region we were in last time, because we have a map.
Or we could go out and crack it again.
Oh, Lord. All the way back. Let's just go back to Brackador and live there.
I've got the map of Ridge now.
Oh, no.
Actually, we now have the ability to go back to Brackador and just live there.
And rain.
Yeah. We could go around.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Boy.
Or we could just take this door here. Mm.
What do you mean after 15 sessions we end up back in Region A?
Yeah, let's take a brief jaunt in this.
What are you doing? Going back to Region A to get round the back of the goblins.
Yeah. Can't we just mow through the goblins?
We're probably going this room here.
What room were?
Proper X Bank.
Yeah, could do.
Where are you headed?
We're going back into Region A.
Yeah.
And then up two corridors.
Yeah, I see where you're going. Yeah.
B76.
That's an interesting choice.
Can you get there from here? Yes, you can.
Yes. Yep. Interesting choice. You open the doors. I assume Phelan hacks them through. Or opens the doors.
Chicka-ching, chicka-ching.
Phelan hacks away through the doors.
Right.
With her masterwork spear.
The second door coming through back into Region B is locked. That.
Locked?
Yeah.
It is locked.
Can you open it, please?
Don't do that. Jeez.
I don't have the knock spell, actually.
No. 28. To open.
Not even close.
Jesus.
Oh my Lord.
Do you want me to open it, or do we want to try and go somewhere else and be a bit sneaky?
I'll take the time for me.
Yeah, I'll take my time, I'll take
the time. I'll be really quiet.
What'd you get? Take 20, what do you get?
36.
Can't do it.
Jesus.
Can't do it on 36.
You cannot open this door.
Sorry, Rooney.
Can't do it.
We need to get in there.
It's a huge stone door.
Stone door?
Oh, God, we're not fighting.
It's one of the big doors. You can't open it. Locked and barred.
From the other side, excellent. We'll go back
just to stop people doing this kind of
go up the next one.
Sneaky.
Go up the next one.
Oh, okay. Rather than down.
Go up there, yeah.
Sure, it's my move.
Okay.
We could go up there.
Prefer the middle one, to be honest.
Okay, we'll go down.
The one south, yeah. The first one up from the one we left, Region B.
Yeah.
Is there another stupid door?
There is, actually. Let's try it.
Get one out of these doors in the first place.
Yeah, get 20 on it. Take 20 on it. See if you can have any chance at all.
That's 36.
36 again.
You unlock it.
Yay!
Ka-ching!
Right, is it trapped?
Is it trapped?
The answer is...
Quite possibly, 17.
You don't think so.
The rank says no.
Let us listen at the door.
Mm-hmm.
The noises of goblins.
It's strange.
We will fix
it. Apart from that, it's an enormous stone door. And it's difficult to hear anything. Let me listen, Jake.
Nine.
Can anyone get a good number?
19.
Hang on.
75.
17 for Balazar and his enhanced ears.
Still not good enough to hear this stone door. You hear vague movement, but nothing else.
The movement sounds...
Shall we open the door, charge in, and kill everything?
Yay! Okay.
Again, I like the savage simplicity of your plan.
You open the door. That's okay. Pungent smells and keening wails saturate the air. The floor is covered, stained and scratched. Even the walls are not devoid of claw marks. Along the southern wall are a series of iron doors, much like cell doors. The room quiets for a brief moment, then erupts into loud howls and barks. Whatever is in these cells knows you're here.
Barking?
No kidding.
Is that the familiar barking of a kobold?
Aye.
No. Which door are we going?
Kobold barking.
Okay. The familiar barking of a dog.
Kind of like
we have druids.
Kind of like
a druid and a ranger.
Dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Druid and ranger, are they dogs?
They have no idea. On a roll.
They're a 4 and a 6.
Yeah. Only 17. Do I know if they're dogs?
What's your knowledge of nature?
Knowledge nature. Knowledge nature.
Knowledge local is.
Dogs. Are they magical?
Okay. Knowledge nature. Can I
are they native to a dungeon?
Could what dungeon? Can I just guess with?
Can you just guess? They could be dogs. It's a doggy kind of noise.
The ranger has no knowledge of nature.
No, he doesn't, did he?
Ouch. The druid has plus per name.
She did well, didn't she? Got them. Like a 10 or something. She says they sound like dogs or wolves.
Shall we open one of them and have a look?
Are the doors closed?
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, we just walk past them.
Yeah, we don't care. They might be innocent little puppy dogs suffering.
Well, they'll suffer when we
leave. Any openings in these doors?
No bars or
no.
Remember what happened to the last nice, good dogs we met? They tried to kill us.
Oh. In the end.
It was.
Do they sound like those sorts of
mainly bite they didn't like.
Sound like.
We can all understand dogs. That.
No, you don't think so. They seem to be slavering and howling and growling.
Alright, let's ignore them then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure their lovely keepers will be here to give them lots of doggy bits soon. Meanwhile,
maybe we can beat one of the goblins unconscious and ask.
Possibly, yes.
Maybe we can beat the king unconscious and then ask him, and then give him back to the goblin chieftain.
Are there all? Maybe not these noises come out of all of these doors.
Yes. Oh, all bar the second one.
Have a look at the second one. Okay. Check the door for crap.
That one's a silent hunter.
Yep. It's 25.
It's not trapped.
Good. Is it open?
Yes. Oh, it's unlocked.
Unlocked. Okay, cool. Open it.
It's a holding pen. This stable is shoddily constructed. It is empty, save for some discarded refuge on the floor.
Stable.
Stable.
The wargs.
You get an uneasy feeling in this room.
Not that I know that.
We don't want to be in here.
No, I agree. Let's just move on.
They're warg pens, aren't they?
Where's the one from this pen, then?
Dead or resting elsewhere.
Or invisible.
Give me a listen check.
28.
17.
With my enhanced ears, I get 20. Ooh, my lord, that's a big number. 23.
Very good. Fair in.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth door down. The bark coming from that door is louder, deeper, and much more aggressive.
Okay.
Can you break these locks so they can't be opened?
Probably not for stone.
They're just sort of latched.
Okay.
I think that there's a bigger one four cells down. It's very, very, very big and loud and scary.
Okay, let's not disturb that one.
Let's just walk on by.
Well, we go up to that door and see if it's actually latched properly.
Which one? Far door.
The one that it's coming from.
Yes, it's a big one. It's latched.
Oh, okay.
I would have no way of knowing that goblins like wargs, would I?
You might do. You've been out and about.
So I can legitimately say, I think it might be wargs.
Yeah, you're a goblin.
Because you're an orc of the world.
Big scary stories about big dogs.
Shall we try the door on the end then?
Yeah, fire away.
See if we can.
Is it trapped?
Nope.
No, it's not a door.
Is it locked?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yes, it's locked.
17.
I'll take 10.
Don't do it.
Take 10. 27.
You lock.
Yay.
Leads out into a north-south corridor. Just slightly to the south, there is a road that leads to the east.
Yeah. Should we shut that door?
Yes.
Barks and loud yapping coming into the room.
Let's shut the door and leave it closed, if not locked.
North to the room?
Yay.
Yeah, why not?
You go north.
Now then, before you enter this room, which room is it?
Before you enter this room, would you like to consider pausing here? or would you like the green?
Either, but we can't go on from
this. Is what is behind this door constitute a large fight?
Okay, well, we'll wait then.
Which will require more miniatures than you currently have on the table.
Whoa!
I mean, we'll get in that room. I mean, we'll get in that room.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
They put more miniatures, they put more creatures in the room than can physically fit in the room.
They're all a bit crowded, shoulder to shoulder.
Yes, they are, Ben. Very crowded.
Standing on each other's shoulders and it kind of...
That's right. That means that I won't waste any cleaves.
Depends whether they're goblins or not.
We don't know. Unless they're
hobgoblins. We know about those. We know there's hobgoblins.
How about open the door and I let off a fireball to start off with? It's always a good opener.
I don't think we should open the door until next week. We might be dead when we come back.
What?
If we're stopping. Might be dead when we come back. What? It was a joke.
Oh. Sorry. You confused me.
Oh, were you confused?
Did you confuse Steve?
We could open the door and see what's in there and then leave it there if necessary.
Yeah, let's do that.
Would you like to?
Yes, when
there was. Go on.
Yeah.
You open the door.
Take it for a cat first.
This large.
It's not there.
This large rectangular room, almost a hallway, is polished brightly. Mm-hmm. 18 fierce looking goblins, each wielding a spear, stare at you coldly. Oh, behind them, a tall, wide-shouldered hobgoblin carries a fist-shaped mallet.
Wow!
Ooh, that looks magical.
Yeah, that's nice.
And we're going to have a problem with this room, because...
There's just 18, 19 of them.
Ah.
With quick precision, they form a tight phalanx and move with deadly intent. Hobgoblin stands tall above them and points directly at Garut.
He's calling you out! Oh, yeah! An opponent worthy.
That's fine. We blast the crap out of him.
Okay. Yeah. Fireball, motherfucker.
Fireball.
Dodge this.
He shouts a goblin. He shouts challenge.
Too late. I said I'm fireballed.
Lucky he understands that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good character you're ignoring a one.
No, he doesn't have time. He doesn't have time to say it because I've gone.
So that's your action.
My
lot of initiative. That was
yes,
your action.
That's
unless you were actually aiming to fireball.
To start with. That's what the whole thing was.
So what? You were going to open the door, and if it was filled with naked women who were chained to the wall, he was going to fireball it anywhere.
No, we were looking in the room, and then he was going to fireball. In there, if necessary.
But you're looking in the room, therefore you go to initiative.
No, because they had to form a phalanx in the first place, which is instantaneous.
They heard you coming. You opened
then
the door.
Then you said, already been in the phalanx.
It's fluff text. It says, if goblins heard the PCs coming, read the phalanx for me.
Yes, and it was chased. They said, ooh, look,
if they had time to form, they might do one thing, but...
What, fireball?
Then the goblin kind of raises his arm, and while it's raising his arm, he can eat a pea.
Could be a one-on-one fight of some excitement, but
it might be
choose
some,
to grossly fireball
he,
the
he could survive the fireball.
Session. We're choosing to stop now, I think, aren't we?
They've started combat now,
well,
yeah,
that's it.
They wanted to fight, they fight.
No.
Fireball the room, go on. Line me 18 up in a 3 by whatever formation. That's going to be 6 deep. Yes, 3 by 6.
I could do maths.
Yes, with the hobgoblin behind.
Can't we just like use half of them and pretend 1 equals 2?
Well, do your damage. Where are you targeting?
Well, he's going to wait till it's formed.
Yeah, well.
And you can probably get all the goblins.
You can get everybody in the room.
Get everyone in the room then.
Okay. Everyone in the room.
11, 17, 22, 24, 26 points. All the goblins are
28.
28, sorry.
24 plus 4 is 28.
Yes, 28 points.
What do I need to serve?
Can I,
what's your intelligence?
18 intelligence.
What's your spell focus in?
Spell focus is in evocation.
Okay.
You have a spell focus in evocation.
18.
Some reason for that, I don't know why.
He's saved. What does he get for half?
14.
14, not bad.
And do all the goblins die?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well done,
Joe.
Well done, Joe.
him.
At which point I go, oh, he's issued a challenge to you, by the way.
He's going to 24.
Ooh.
I'm not.
You're going to let him attack first out of courtesy.
Well, it means I get my full attack.
Ah, cunning!
Cunning!
Stick him down. Where's his bloody hit points gone?
There we are. 53. 11.
Shouldn't take long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mighty, mighty Balazar rolls a big six.
I don't think I'm going into the room.
Don't think there's any need.
I'll stay with Slith and... They'll probably not go anywhere.
Hang out with the lizard folk.
It's him.
Yeah. Challenge. See, this is a safe challenge and fireball. See, everything works out.
That's not bad. Door behind him opens.
Chunk.
And there's a small regal looking goblin. Barks an order. And hobgoblin turns and runs through the door.
Okay.
Running away and bugging off. You win!
The door then slams closed and you hear the sound of bars being drawn across.
Okay. Combat finished.
The end. Hooray!
We win.
He might have access to some healing and then we can have a proper one-on-one fight.
Something more worthy of your abilities.
You still got 43 hits.
Somebody worth any
hit points with me.
He's a level 6 fighter.
Excellent, definitely kind of mono and mono.
Level 6 hobgoblin fighter. Sadly, he has improved sunder.
Yeah.
He also has iron will. No, he has a club.
You can use that.
Between going into this room.
A great club.
And going into the next room, you may just be better.
No shield.
I don't think we're going to get enough XP to that.
No, not with
those. Right, kids.
XP.
You want XP, eh? Yeah,
a few traps and white.
You do, yeah, you do. Yeah, that's true. We'll give you the...
Fireball? We've got fireball! All those goblins! Here as well.
What? No, you don't get those. They didn't attack you.
1,000 XP each, I'm sure.
No, they could have done.
Yeah, they could have done, but they didn't.
We overcame the challenge.
But they weren't hostile to you to start with.
I could have fixed that.
There was no challenge there unless you actually attacked them.
So I overcame the challenge of my hair falling out.
These goblins are hostile immediately when you walk in the room with the other ones weren't.
We didn't kill the non-hostile ones.
That's good. Because you weren't meant to, really.
Well, there you go.
We're more than capable of ignoring any plot you throw at us.
It is quite frightening how you are capable of ignoring. Just take one side and completely obliterate the other one, whether it's right or wrong. I love that. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Five?
A fireball trap at 5.
1,200.
Flooding room trap at 5. 2. For
450
by 5 is 2,200. No, 2,000.
250.
Yeah, isn't it? 2,250. One 1,200 for Ungol dust trap. A third.
And you do 3 is 1.
So, what's 1?
300.
So you get 1,200, 12 goblins, that way, 4, yeah. Mm-hmm.
100 inches, if you don't mind me.
That's right, 1,200. Goblin Bane, the hobgoblin fighter, gives you 1,200. So you're level 5.
Ooh!
Which one was that? What?
The one that you annihilated in the first room, which still had many goblins.
Oh, okay.
We didn't notice, really.
More goblin warriors, 1,200. A phantasmal killer trap for 1,200. A white at challenge 3. 600. And 12 elite goblin warriors at half each. So that's 302. So that's 200. Not bad. Okay. Back enough there. I'm going to add this up. 12, 24, 36, 48. 60.
Where's my calculator open?
Oh, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 times 1,200.
9,600.
Yeah.
Plus 2,250.
Plus
2,250.
2,250.
Plus 600. Plus 1800.
Not enough.
14,250.
14,250. Divided by?
6.
6.
2,375.
It is a gun.
Is it?
I need 21, don't I?
Oh, yeah!
Divided by 2, please, just so I can add it on to current XP for lizard persons.
1,187.5.
1,187. Gives lizard persons.
I told you you'd feel better before going into the next room.
Yeah. I've got lizard persons on 8,584.
If we stick with those, they'll get better. Just from watching our outstanding abilities. And sheer tactical genius. Fireball!
Next. Seventh level, eh?
Yep.
You're blasting through this, aren't you?
Well, they are goblins.
I know, I find them quite... You know, the level is... You seem to level very quickly, to be quite honest. You're only on the second part of the dungeon, and there are many more parts ahead.
Yeah,
it should start slowing down. But the technically the beasties should get harder. Unless they don't, in which case you're going to be wading through goblins for the next 200 levels.
No!
Whirlwind attack.
In fact, I don't think I'd be killing more of them with whirlwind attack.
Are you heading that way?
No. Too much fapping about with mobility and spring attack and all sorts.
Yes, I suppose you've got
those. Taking forever.
Crazy abilities no one actually wants to use.
Dwarf is bald!
Yes, the dwarf is very bald.
Alabaster has no hair.
Rubbish.
Just like those old fertility rites.
And just